Will we go in?
Yes. Face it. The problem I've got with it is I don't remember anything, and the things I do remember are wrong. It's a bit in between. I don't know if I've lost consciousness at any particular point in time, but I've got a different memory from what I've been told happened.
And do you sometimes wonder if in there bits of memory might start to come back?
Hopefully, yes. Hopefully I can actually put the pieces of the jigsaw back together again. It makes some sort of sense, but just now it doesn't make any sense at all.
OK, Danny, we'll go in.
This is exactly where I was standing. So it was
exactly here?
Exactly here. The bar was here. It was exactly here. There was normally enough space to accommodate our size of group. And that particular night, the band was good and the crowd was a lot busier than normal. There was some very regulars that sat in their very regular places, usually at the tail end of the bar near the toilets, toilets went in the corner. It was that kind of pub. You could talk to anybody or people would talk to you, and just it was all a bit of banter. And that particular night, the band was good, which is why it's so busy. But no, say the other bands weren't good, but they'd a big following, so that made it so busy. So it was cramped around this area we stood, so we'd actually moved away. Some of the older guys in the company basically, the noise was too much, and the number of bodies was too much as well. But again, it was always that kind of friendly pub. You were always rubbing shoulders with people because there's nowhere else to go, so you had to be friendly.
And do you remember what you were chatting about that night? What the evening was like?
Oh, actually, we just decided to finish up after this night. I say some of them weren't coping too well with the noise and the crowd. We'll finish this and we'll go up the road to Scotia. So everybody was quite happy. I was nice buzz that night. And Carl Joe, unfortunately, died just here. But he told me to keep an eye on the jackets. The hook on the bar there, but hanging on the hook in the bar, so I'd actually stepped a couple of steps this side to get the jackets when it happened. Just obviously, I thought the smoke when it came was part of the band's set. Yeah, there was no other reason to think it was anything else but that. I'm saying, then the carnage started.
And you were standing on this spot.
Right here, exactly.
You see, you took a step to the right.
Uh-huh. To keep an eye on the jackets.
And when we looked to your left here,
there was nothing left here at all. The same when I got up off the floor, you couldn't see, the emergency lights hadn't kicked in yet, so it was total darkness except for some light coming in the door. So it was easier to get back out the door that way and try and get in. But there was no sense, I didn't feel any sense of danger, any sense of anything at all. It was just, hadn't a clue what was going on. I don't know if anybody's ever said it, but I'm pretty sure I must have had a smile on my face the whole time because it was that kind of buzz. But it wasn't quite euphoria, but it was quite an up feeling at the time.
It's not the emotions that you would imagine,
no.
But you can't imagine how you'll feel in that moment, can you?
No, as I say, it was totally... I never knew it would happen, so I wasn't expecting to feel anything. I didn't think at that point in time that anybody had been injured or killed. It seemed like a film set.
Had you seen your friends at that point? Did you know where they were?
I'd two of them been blown out the doors. The other ones have been trapped under the debris. And Joe, as I say, must have been here somewhere. Must be here somewhere. And at that point in time, we realised we'd lost one of our number. Joe was posted missing at that point in time. But there were still people in the pub being treated by the paramedics, so we thought he'd be okay. And then it basically wasn't until we were in the Western, later on in the morning, they were told they'd been recovered and he's okay. He'd been taken to the vicarage. At that point in time, we thought everybody'd been in, everybody's okay. But we didn't know the extent of his injuries at that point in time. It turned out to be a lot worse than anybody suspected.
And how does it feel to be standing on that spot when it was the last place that you saw Joe Well?
Honestly, it's still no sunk in, but it's happened, even though I'm looking about at the ruins of the pub. I miss a wee man badly. He was my drinking companion, if nothing else, and used to drag him to the football and stuff like that. But just, I think, I honestly can't get my head around yet.
And Joe asked you to just take that step to the right and watch the jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sometimes think he might have saved your life, looking at where it is, what it's like?
He probably did, because where he was, got a lot of impact. If I'd been that way, if we get hit with something anyway, I haven't a clue what that is, or where it came from. But over that way is where the real carnage was, to the left. If the ones that were lucky were closer to the door, the impact was about here somewhere. So, see, if I'm up here, I'm with Joe, and I'm in the same situation, and it's just a total case of being very lucky. If you live or you die.
It's a very thin line, isn't it?
Yes. There's no rhyme or reason why you should be on one side or the other. It's just one of these things. I see a chance instruction for Joe to keep an eye on the jackets. Which is why I just took a step to the right-hand side to keep an eye, so I keep an eyesight on them and saying, could see the band better for their enemy.
Is that what he was like? Did he keep you right?
Yes, he kept his very much on your toes. He didn't like you really much at all. Shall we say, he was straight to the point, most of the things he said. You did what you're told. They all said a good excuse for that.
And what's it like when you all get together on a Friday now and Joe's not there?
It was sore at first. In fact, it wasn't there. We made all these plans. We were going to put a drink in the bathroom, but it didn't materialise. He's there in spirit, but I think it's difficult for some of them, especially the boys that are badly injured, to find any joy again in coming out and meeting. We do it, but as I say, I think they're struggling to find any joy at the occasion at all. I know a lot of them are struggling badly. I dare say it's the same right across the spectrum of people who are affected, but a lot of them only be at their best this weekend at all, or any other time they've got to remember it. It's the kind of thing although you cherish the people, it's the natural occasion itself you like to put to back of your mind.
You know, you were the focus of a city's grief, really, all the people that were in here and the people that lost dear friends and family. How did that feel, knowing that all of Glasgow was with you, if you like?
It was a great help, as I say, once it sunk in that there'd been a major tragedy here, and a lot of people affected. The support of the people in the city and further places as well was tremendous, and it was very welcome myself and I dare say by the rest of the people affected. I don't think a lot of us would have got through it without it. I know a lot of my friends wouldn't have anyway that were in here. They're very grateful for the support they got for the people of Glasgow and beyond.
And for those days afterwards, when Joe was in hospital, what was that like? Did you know how bad it could be?
No, we actually, at the time we thought that he'd been taken out from here and he was in a reasonable condition. Obviously, it's not going to be perfect, but he was stable. The day he died, we were actually on our way to hospital to visit him that day, thinking we'd get a nice visit, see how he is, move things forward, and it was just a case. That was a shock, was a very big shock. The two years end up hugging each other and weeping in Agel Street. Excuse me.
It's okay, just take a moment.
Because of the shock of finding out that we're actually going to wait in the hospital at the time to go and visit him, thinking it was going to be a good visit. And it was a big shock that all of a sudden he was never going to be there again. That was just the last time we saw him, and we never got to see him again. Shooting me for that.
So I suppose the last thing that Joe really did for you was...
Saved my life. Saved my life. Probably grudgingly, but he saved my life, actually. Asked me to keep an eye on the jackets, and so he had to take a step to the right-hand side to keep an eye on them, get closer to them, and as he's after that, the world changed. So. Never get to see him again. So he's sadly missed. I say the same thing with the rest of the families of the deceased. The shock to them must be the same. And it'll be ever present for them. Say Joe was just a friend, great friend, the rest of it. He wasn't a father or brother or mother, spouse. A lot closer, a lot of close relationships have been shattered in here. Say, but I still feel distanced from the whole thing. as if I was here, but I haven't a clue why I wear for so well.
So that jigsaw's still not quite coming together?
No. You see, it's totally surreal to me. I still don't understand what happened from when I was standing here 1 year ago to where we are just now.